Hundreds gathered at Lexington's Lafayette High School Monday night to pay tribute to the life of 15-year-old Trinity Gay. She died early Sunday after being hit during an exchange of gunfire. Prayers, flame-lit candles, and airborne balloons accompanied pleas to be unified in the effort to reduce gun violence. Many attending the vigil stood on the high school track. The athletic Trinity Gay knew well. Her father, Olympic runner Tyson Gay, was first to speak, thanking those gathered for recognizing a beautiful young lady who had a beautiful heart.
Always protect each other, no matter what, because that's what Trinity would have wanted, period. She was a happy girl all the time, and she would have wanted you guys to protect each other, love each other, have fun.
Jerome Brown says he knew Trinity since third grade and grew up running track with her. He works at Cookout and had been off just a few hours before the tragic shooting.
It was just hard. I mean, I try not to cry. I try to be strong for a mom since she was a single mom, but you know, it's just hard anyway.
Several speakers talked about the costs of gun violence. Pastor Charlotte Thompson urged young people to stand firm against peer pressure to be part of the crowd.
I'm not doing that. I'm separating myself from this one. If you're going to act like this, I'm not going that way.
Also speaking as a friend to the gay family, Kalila White said Trinity was a beam of light with an infectious smile to melt your heart.
It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.